At the Green Party convention in Chicago earlier this month, former Georgia Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney was nominated as the Green candidate for president, and Rosa Clemente was named as her vice president. Although McKinney is relatively well known to progressives around the country, Clemente is not really. So WMNF spoke with Rosa Clemente, who is a community organizer, journalist, and hip-hop activist. We spoke with her this morning from her home in the Bronx.
And I went to school at the State University of New York at Albany, in Albany, New York, and I received my master's at Cornell University. For the last 5 years, I've been a journalist with Pacifica Network. If folks are listening, they know Pacifica, because this station is also independent, I think, right? Alternative.
That's right, absolutely.
Right. And I'm also a well-known hip-hop activist, working a lot with the hip-hop generation around political agendas and organizing tactics. And, I mean, I've just done a lot of organizing and activist work.
Sure. Great. Okay. Well, let's talk about the campaign here. I guess the first thing is I was talking to some friends here in Florida, and they were just interested in hoping to know if you guys will actually be on the ballot. I know ballot access is a big deal that for you right now. What's the chances, or do you know if you're on the ballot here in Florida yet, or will you be trying to get on the ballot here?
No, we'll be on the ballot. We're going to be on the ballot in 40 states, but everything is really now. We're getting updates every day. Well, you know what? Let me not give out incorrect information that I'm information I'm not 100% sure. People could go to gp.org, greenparty.org, and see what states we're on. A lot of states are combining forces, and it'll get us on the ballot. So we'll end up being on about 40 ballots. 40 states.
Okay. Cynthia McKinney says that the goal of the campaign is to get 5% of the vote nationally. Does that sound viable to you?
You know, it sounds viable, but it's really going to take a movement from people to make it happen. We don't have the type of resources that the Democrats or Republicans have, or even the other two third parties, the Libertarian and Independent Party, for various reasons. But you know, I think that it's going to take people on the ground to make that 5% happen. And I think there's enough people in America who haven't even registered to vote yet. They're not even on the rolls to go to vote in November. And I think those are the people we're trying to target.
You're running with former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. What do you think of the former Congresswoman?
Well, I've known Cynthia ever since 2000 when she was in Congress. She served 6 terms there. She was there for 12 years, and she had hearings around the counterintelligence program, also the United States political prisoners. But I think the counterintelligence program, a lot of us now, we have to see it as what the Patriot Act does. And the spying on activists, and I mean, they were even spying on people a couple years ago down in Florida for the FFTA meetings that a lot of people protested. So I've known her since 2000, and then going to the World Conference Against Racism and working under reparations in 2001. So I've known her for a long time. I've also been a part of many of the youth activities she held every year at the Congressional Black Caucus weekend.
Your ticket is two women of color running in this national race here. What do you hope to inject into this race in terms of getting your issues out that are, of course, different than the Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, or even what Ralph Nader's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think first it's important that people recognize it's the first ticket of two women in color in U.S. history. And I think right there that sends a message that particularly women of color voices need to be heard. All during this campaign, you never see women of color on TV discussing this issue. And if they are, they're usually pundits for the right. So I think first, not only the image of us being out there, but the hard work of these two women of color. So what we bring to the table, what we bring to the race is a seat at the table, you know, and influencing public policy. Also, I think an end to the two-party system. Ralph Nader, on Thursday of last week, he sent out a congratulations to me and Cynthia. And I think that speaks to the fact that Libertarian, Independent, and the Green Party, we all deserve to be on that ballot. We shouldn't be having to spend money to get on a ballot in a democratic society. And it's interesting that in certain states, the Republicans and Democrats have joined forces to keep the Green Party off the ballot. So that really speaks to the fact that the Green Party is talking about the issues that the majority of the American people are talking about and want action towards, whether it's the withdrawal in Iraq and not a true transfer to Afghanistan, stopping the blockade on Iran, stopping now the AFRICOM bill that is seeking to build military bases on the continent of Africa, a sustainable environment, an end to oil dependency, and, I mean, even a livable wage, a single-payer healthcare system, a better, not a better public education system, but an education system that's really training young people to have viable jobs, which then is going to piggyback to ending a lot of these free trade agreements where so many corporations have left the United States. And particularly for younger people of color, it's a wholesale dismantling of the prison industrial complex. You know, gender and equity for women is one of the principles and the values of the Green Party. It's not just lip service. And obviously picking two women who are capable of doing this shows that. So, like, when people hear those things, they get excited, you know, but we're not breaking through the mainstream media, and we're also not really, the progressive media hasn't been doing a good job of putting the third parties out there either. So, I mean, that's what we bring to the table.